JW Mobile.
TM4DOS Mobile.
Picture tubes I sent you.
He's got an assortment.
Still in the box, and you can read the number on the end of the box.
A bunch.
You know, if you'll put an assortment on there, if anybody was questioning, well, what's in it, you could just send them that picture.
You know, that sounds like a plan there. Say he's got about 400 of them.
That's what he said.
He's got a good assortment, no doubt, but I don't know what else he's got, but I noticed some of them that some of the older radios use.
That's probably, you know, a much better way of selling them than, you know, I just got a bunch of tubes in a box over here, come ramble through them. That just won't work.
But, you know, there's a lot of people that won't buy them in bulk like that, but I don't know, maybe they will. I'm going to contact people on the sideband net. There's a lot of older folks that still do building and run some of the older stuff that may be interested in them.
Think about that. That is a good idea.
Make it available to as many people as we can. That's, you know, that way, you know, if somebody's interested, they may go ahead and get them all. You know, you don't never know.
Sideband net's a good one to get them on because that's a lot of people use a lot of the equipment that the people use on the sideband net still requires tubes. Did you guys get a lot of rain over there yesterday, last night?
Well, I looked at the total before I went out and it was 3.85 inches since 5:30 yesterday.
The roads on both sides, the ditches, raised the leaves up out of the floated the leaves and displaced them. So now they're in places where they used to not be. So, yeah, we must have had a lot of rivers on both sides of the roads over here.
Hello.
Well, there goes your neighborhood. Hey, Leroy. Hope you're doing well today. But, yeah, we've had quite a bit over here. Not as much as, well, I was... Bob sent me a text this morning in AA1RD, that is, and he said that he's had over 4 inches at his place, so I don't feel quite so bad. I'm going to make this my last one because I'm fixing to pull into the driveway and put this thing in his favorite parking spot. Go ahead and pick it up there, Leroy. Talk to y'all in a little bit. 73, KI4DOS Mobile.
73, K. Yeah, I was just going to jump in here just for a second. We got over 4.1 here on our rain gauge here at the house in Taylor. So I know the road was flooded this morning, and even the gutters was running full. I haven't seen the gutters run full in a long time here. But I just wanted to jump in real quick on a comment. So also, I think I heard y'all talk about selling some of the equipment, but Greenwood Ham Fest is next week, so I don't know if anybody's going down there, they can take anything down there for that.
Hey, have a good one. Yeah, I saw that. I saw where you posted that on Facebook, Leroy, the Greenwood Ham Fest. I hadn't been to that in a while. That might be a good one to go to if we're not cutting wood on that day.
I'm free this weekend for that project, but I don't know about next weekend. Anyways, I'm going to get out here. We're getting ready to have lunch, so I just wanted to jump in here for a real quick one. 73DL, K5WLF.
Bon appetit. Enjoy your lunch. W4DJW Mobile.
DJW, KA3JC, you still there, Dave?
I'm headed over to Staples. I'm the package delivery man today. I'm paying Shane for my wife. She buys stuff off Amazon and then returns it. And the UPS used to pick it up, but they don't do that anymore, so now I'm the new UPS.
They usually take hours at the... There's a drop box over here by our house, a QT. Can you turn it, you put it, that it gives you a code, you put it in there, they, you just drop it off at one of those drop-off places there to the, I guess, the Amazon driver or UPS goes by and picks all the stuff up that's supposed to be picked up.
Does that give you a tracking number for each one of the items you're returning?
It does. What we do is when Sally does it, when she does the return, it actually prints like two labels, one to go in the box, one to go out the box, and actually I should say three, one for you to keep, plus it gives you a code for the drop box so that when you get there, can you put it in that little locker, and then you actually get an email confirmation when it's picked up.
She might be holding out on me because she does all that part of it. I just taught her how to print on the printer without me. She's going to send the email, to me and say, please print these out. And I taught her how to use her phone. That's her computer when she's at home. And so now she can print on her own. She might be doing the same thing, just not telling me about it, which would make it easier for me if I could drop it off at the QT rather than having to go in Staples.
We have run into it one time only where the box was full. But, of course, when you get the number, it doesn't tell you that. But and if you get there and you punch in the code and it opens up a thing and the box or your package doesn't fit in the box, you push the button that says the box is too small and it'll open up a different box for you to put it in there if it's the next size up.
Is that like racks of small boxes? Is that what that is on the side of QT?
A big mailbox locker. No windows, nothing like that. It's all got a digital display. It's almost like going to, what's that video thing, Redbox? You think it was like a big Redbox machine, but it's a storage locker.
I want to ask her about that now that she's making me her UPS. Anyway, I'm about to pull in Staples. What'd you have on your mind?
Well, if you got an answer back, you know, because if so, I just wanted to kind of make a path at the garage to get that splitter out for you guys if you definitely wanted to use it.
I went to the group yesterday, and I haven't heard anything back from them today.
Let me know. Like I said, we can either take it to the location, or if they want to bring the wood over on a trailer, and we can just split it here and put it back on the trailer.
I don't want the wood that far. It's just going to go from, I think they're going to use one of those four-wheel vehicles to tow a trailer of wood from Johnny's place up to Gene's place. They're not but a couple of miles apart, if that much.
That's not a problem either. Okay, yeah, I wasn't sure where they were getting the wood from. So, yeah, that'll work out great. And I also, if he comes over and picks it up with the trailer, I have some extra pine. Get stuff in the backyard they could load, throw on the trailer if they wanted to take some of that too.
So, when I'm here at Staples, I'm going to run in, and I'll be out in, should be just a few minutes, unless there's a long line. W4DJW.
All right, 73KA3JCA.
We're DJW Mobile.
We're HKX Mobile.
KI4DTY, what you doing, Patrick?
Sitting here in a red light, getting ready to go get some diesel fuel and move on down the road. How about you?
Running some errands today, trying to take care of a bunch of stuff, and my mom's Christmas gift never came in, and it finally came in Monday, so I'm trying to take that over to her as well.
But it finally came in. Sorry it was late, but I guess better late than never, right?
Yeah, but I think she thinks I forgot about her. I told her I didn't, but I don't think she believed me. But where are you at today?
White Horse Road right now. I just finished up my portion of Easley.
How's business going so far this year?
Like I expected this week to go. I don't have high expectations for this week. It's typically everybody trying to get back in the swing of everything, and it takes a little bit.
Kind of pick up more like second, third week, or what?
Usually toward the end of January is when things will really start to pick back up.
Just trying to catch up on jobs I didn't get to finish at the end of the year. And not feeling too motivated this week with the rain, maybe with the rain and coming off of Christmas and New Year and all that, but trying to get myself back to being motivated.
how everybody feels, I believe, this week, just trying to get back in the swing of things.
Mr. Nett, I tried to get on a couple weeks ago, I think it was 2 weeks ago, on Sunday to hear you, but I guess you were busy because I heard Gary calling the net.
I can't remember what it was I had going on that week. Something had come up, and I knew about it beforehand, but had something that I had to take care of that day, and I can't remember what it was, whether it was a wedding or what. I can't remember.
But yeah. Hey, hang on 1 second. KI4DTY, I'll be back.
HKX, monitoring.
KX, KI4DTY, you still there, Patrick?